At the end of the last ice age, a melting glacier deposited thick layers of sand and gravel over a broad outwash plain. Layers of windblown soil created ideal conditions for the growth of the 14,000-acre Sauk Prairie. Do you want any particular emphasis? Okay. Okay. At the end of the last ice age, a melting glacier deposited thick layers of sand and gravel over a broad outwash plain. Layers of windblown soil created ideal conditions for the growth of the 14,000-acre Sauk Prairie. All right.